Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, my sister. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up, for allowing us to see this new day, the day that our Lord has made. He has done it again. It is another new day, the day that no one else knows what today holds but Him. So we are excited with what God has installed for us today. We are ready to receive anything and everything that He has for us to receive. All the blessings, all the anointing, all the joy, all the peace He has installed for us today. So this morning, our sister Marie is our facilitator, and I'm going to give time to her. Sister Gladys is our facilitator this morning. So I leave this time to Sister Gladys in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Good morning, everyone. I thank God this morning, hallelujah, for this day, July the 20th, 2021. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we thank you for life, and we thank you for that more abundantly. I'm just so excited this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, which we're going to start off with prayer, hallelujah. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not unto temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we ask you to turn the spotlight on in our lives, Father. Lord, that we examine ourselves right now, God, to see whether we be in the faith, Father, in the name of Jesus. And there's any spirit there, anything that's not like you, God, we ask you to take it out and strengthen us, Father, in the name of Jesus, so we repent and we ask you for your forgiveness of anything that we've done toward you. Hallelujah, to forgive others, forgive our debtors. Someone that may have said something, you know, against us, to release it and let it go in the name of Jesus. And as our Father, hallelujah, forgives us, we forgive others in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that hallelujah, that we forgive ourselves in the name of Jesus and keep moving. So, Father, I'm coming from Matthew 6:9 to 13. And I'm going to also read verses 14 to 15, that what was spoken on the other day. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. And I thank the Holy Spirit this morning for bringing back to my remembrance this morning to say that again this morning, that we have to start our day and our morning off like this, and, you know, making sure everything is clear, that making sure that nothing can hinder our prayer from getting through to God, you know, any request that we made, that it will get through. It will not hinder, hallelujah, us from being blessed by God and being used by God. So thank you right now, God, and we thank you for, you know, us saying that throughout the day in the name of Jesus, just reflecting back on ourselves in the name of Jesus. And I wanted to piggyback off of yesterday's word that was spoken on yesterday about forgiveness, which I've done, and today I want to speak on what the Holy Spirit spoke to me on wearing the whole armor of God. And that's Ephesians 6:10. Hallelujah. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And before I go on any further, I just want to say, can you get your pen and your paper, you know, ready and stuff? Because I just got some scriptures and something that I need you to write down. So finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. to put on the whole armor of God, the whole armor of God, that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore we take unto us the whole armor of God, that we may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all to stand, we stand therefore having our loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, our feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith we shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and taking the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, hallelujah, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I thank Lord God for that, and that's, this has been something that has been, hallelujah, this has been on me for the past week and up to now. And I'm reading this morning from the Life Application Study Bible in the New King James Version. So I want to just read these notes that I have taken. Hallelujah. Starting from verse 6, the notes. Starting from verse 10 to 17. In the Christian life, we battle against principalities and powers, the power for evil forces of fallen angels, headed by Satan, who is a vicious fighter. And one of the first scriptures, see 1 Peter 5:8. To withstand their attacks, we must depend on God's strength and use every place of his armor, every piece of his armor. Paul is not only giving this counsel to the church, the body of Christ, but to all individuals within the church. The whole body needs to be armed. As we do battle against the rulers of the darkness of this world, we fight in the strength of the church, whose power comes from the Holy Spirit. These who are not flesh and blood are demons over Satan, which Satan has control. They are not mere fantasies. They are real. We face a powerful army whose goal is to defeat Christ. Christ's church. When we believe in Christ and join his church, these beings become our enemies, and they try every device to turn us away from God and back to sin. Although we are assured of victory, we must engage in the struggle until Christ comes, because Satan is constantly battling against all who are on the Lord's side. We need supernatural power to defeat Satan, and God has provided that in the Holy Spirit within us and his army surrounding us, his armor surrounding us. And if we feel discouraged, remember Jesus words to Peter, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And that's Matthew 16:18 that I just read you in the Life Application Study Bible. And the 18th verse says, how can anyone pray all the time? One way to pray constantly is to make quick, brief prayers your habitual response to every situation you meet throughout the day. Another way is to order your life around God's desires and teachings so that your very life becomes a prayer. And you don't have to isolate yourself from other people and from daily work in order to pray constantly. We can make prayer our life and our life a prayer while living in a world that needs God's powerful influence. And I thank the Holy Spirit for that this morning. I thank God in every way for the things that he's doing. So, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we bind any spirit that's not like you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every jinx, every hex, every curse, every witchcraft, every warlock spirit, every spirit not of the Holy Spirit, every spirit of infirmity, hallelujah, sickness and disease, which Jesus carried in his own body, in the name of Jesus. And we bind every spirit
not of the Holy Spirit, back to the pit of hell from which it came in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of distraction this morning, spirit of hindrance, the familiar spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back down to the pit of hell from which it came in Jesus' name. So, Lord, we thank you right now, God. We hide your word in our hearts this morning right now, God. So we come before you right now, God, hallelujah, and learning as iron sharpening iron coming together, praying right now, God, for the needs of everyone. And I thank God for everyone in this prayer, hallelujah, called this morning, Father, that is there, for the ones that wanted to come for some reason that they're not here, Father. We include them right now, God, all over this world, all intercessors all over this world, interceding on behalf of the world, Father. Not just only our families, but Lord, we thank you for our families also in Jesus' name. So the Holy Spirit was preparing me for putting on the whole armor to wear it, he reminded me of a book that I had in my spirit. He brought it back, my mind, he brought it back to me, this book. And I had a dream about this book. And so he wanted me to give this book to someone. So the book is Spiritual Warfare Strong Man, and his name, What's His Game, by Drs. Jerry and Carol Robeson, on how to pray effectively against Satan and his army of demons. And at the end of prayer, I will take a snapshot of this book, hallelujah, and put it on there for all to see, and if they want to, because I ordered this book off of Amazon, and it only cost me $18 for a new one and $15 for a used one. So I know some of you already probably know this and have this book, but it will be something good reading, hallelujah, for anyone that wants to learn how to fight against Satan and his demons effectively. And and so we can, you know, as we pray effectively by saying the Lord's Prayer, teaching us how to pray in the right form, teaching us how to, hallelujah, how to fight against Satan's demons, his army, in Jesus' name. And these strong men, or the names that is above, is just like a tree. And under this tree, you've got a lot of headings of different spirits that come with that, different names that they're called. And, you know, some people might not be recognized, you know, what it is that's, you know, that's up in operation under this title. But it will give you quick responses of how to pray in the Holy Ghost and what to loose and bind, the loosening and binding portion. And it's good reading, and it has notes in it so that you can take notes, you know, on the side. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So we got to learn how to pray, to put on, how to fight the good fight of faith, to put on the whole armor of God, to know who the enemy is besides just Satan, but how he operates and the names behind him behind a stronghold, to be precise, which meaning marked by exactness and accuracy of expression or detail, precise direction. Grant us a teachable spirit, O Lord God. Hallelujah. In your son, Jesus' name. And Lord, we thank you for this morning, Father, in your son, Jesus' name. So let us come together in corporate prayer and thanking God for what he's done, and this praying together in the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. So let us unmute our phones and just come together in prayer, you know, on one accord in unity in the name of Jesus for life situations and things like that, and pray in the Holy Spirit for the things that we don't even know that we're coming up against today. Hallelujah. But we pray in the Holy Ghost. He prays. He's precise. He give us a direct, he give us exactly and directly what we need to pray for when we really don't know what to pray for, because we don't know what we're coming up against during the course of the day, that we be armor ready to be able to fight every trial, every situation, every circumstance, every emergency, every hallelujah, every test, everything that the enemy tries to throw at us in the name of Jesus. We bind it up in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah,
thank
Father,
you,
at this day in Jesus' name. So let us come
Jesus.
Together in prayer this morning. Father, we
thank,
thank you,
Father,
this morning, God, for the victory in Jesus' name. That no weapon formed against us shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus, for this prayer, praise, and deliverance service, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That no weapon formed against us. Hallelujah. Shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for Sister Darlena. Hallelujah. Bondage. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God has put, hallelujah, over this, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for strengthening her right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that she found rest, Father, in the name of Jesus right now, Father. We thank you, Lord, for granting her traveling mercies that was when she came back home, oh, that traveling over the dangerous highways and the byways in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we speak and we pray about, hallelujah, we intercede on their behalf right now, God, for our families, Father, for our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for, hallelujah, salvation, healing, and deliverance for our children. Hallelujah. I thank you for Eddie. I thank you for Michelle. I thank you for Ebony. I thank you for Colin. I thank you for Kim. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my sister Mary. I thank you for my brother Louis James and April McNeil. I thank you for my niece, my nephew, my cousins, my aunts, and my uncles, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you for life and death more abundantly. I thank you right now, God, for ministering angels, guardian angels, warring angels, fighting our battles in the heavens for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The spirit of infirmity is now off of us in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus over against it, Father, in the name of Jesus, to go back to the pit of hell from which it came in Jesus' name. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. We thank you right now, God, for power and love and a sound mind in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, that we can put on your whole armor in every way, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that you teach us Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. To humble ourselves in the eyesight of the Lord right now, God, in the name of Jesus, to listen to the Holy, listen to your voice, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we decrease so you can increase in our lives, Father, this day in the name of Jesus. God, it's not about us, but it's always about you, Lord God, and only what we do for Christ will last in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for wholeness right now, God. Wholeness, wholeness, wholeness in the mind, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that all minds are filled in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus for peace. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, for healing, healing in the name of Jesus, mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father. Hallelujah, that every rebellious spell right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, come in alignment with your word, that as we humble ourselves before you, God, we line up right now, God, over every situation in our lives, Father, in the name of Jesus, God, that we take it to you, Father, that we sit at your feet, Father, in the name of Jesus, and that anything that's so easy to set us off, that we give it to you, Father, in the name of Jesus, because this battle does not belong to us, it belongs to you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, so we'll let you lead and we'll follow, Father, in the name of Jesus. You guide us with your eye, Holy Spirit. You guide us by the skillfulness of your hand, God. You order our steps this day in your word, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 For supplying all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. We thank you right now, God, in every way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you for our family. We thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord God, to say we worship you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. We worship you, O Almighty God. That's what we're called to do. We give you praise, Lord God.
Open our eyes, take the light from our eyes,
it. Take now your eyes
for
under
increasing
my faith and
increasing
my love
for you,
Jesus.
Lord.
Thank you.
In the mighty name of Lord God.
Hallelujah. For opening our ears to hear you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now,
you
God.
Can say
because you are the shepherd and we are the sheep, Father. And
the
root of another, we shall not follow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We will be praised and we will be humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Under your mighty hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For
the
your arm and your
power
hand, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, you get the glory.
Thrown into the sea in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, Father,
on the phone.
Which you have
are we
going to
open it up? Hallelujah, for prayer. Prayer that you wanted. Want an answer, whatever it is that you need answered.
Yes.
We're going to open up the line so everyone that, you know, has something to say can say a song, whatever it may be, to say, and, you know, what's on your heart and what God given you, you know, to give to us in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. So the lines are open right now.
Good morning. Good morning, Scholastic Idea, and I thank God for the word, and I thank for the encouragement, and that we are well equipped with the whole armor of God, that we are able to stand, and I just thank God for another day to be here this morning, and just to bring all our praises and our needs to Him, in Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
So I have
is
a prayer
anyone
request.
Else?
I have a prayer request. Can I go ahead and give my prayer request?
Yes. Sure.
Yes. If we could pray for the Cooper family, one of my co-workers, Jackie, went home to be with the Lord this weekend. She lost her battle with cancer. And just to pray for her family and her son, and just for God to comfort the family, even the Wake family. She was just a good person. She was one of my prayer partners, the ones we prayed at lunchtime at Wake. She was one of my prayer partners. So just to pray for the group and her family for comfort. Thank you.
Good morning. This is Alice Marie, and I would like to give you speak on y'all for today, making the most of this day because of that day. Let us all hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for He who promised is faithful. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some, but exhausting one another so much the more as you see the day approaching. And that's Hebrews 10:23-25. So I just want to say, let's all just stay encouraged and continue looking up to God and holding on to faith and believe and have patience. And everybody have a great day.
Is there anyone else?
Good morning, Apostle Horsley. We thank you for facilitating the day. I want prayer for the Horsley family, the whole family, and for the Smalls family. Our husband transitioned into eternal life, hallelujah, God, and just that the body feel better, hallelujah to God, and that things were just so straight. And I have a few minor things, business-wise, concerning, you know, the cars and the job and everything and decisions we're making, praying that that we come together in one accord, hallelujah to God, that these prayers be answered. Want to pray for even the Dixon family, hallelujah to God, many families that have called and need prayer and actually to pray for them, pray, dear God, that all things go well. Because we realize that all things work together for the good of us that's called according to purposes. So my wife and I, we're here. We set ourselves in agreement with the prayer today. Continuously pray for me, and let's pray for Pastor Darlene, Pastor Scholastica, and all that's here. We pray that all be blessed. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Is there anyone else that has anything that they need that they wanted to say this morning?
Good morning, this is Yvonne. I just want y'all to pray for my grandson, Keyshawn. He 18. That he go the right way. Let's him to go the right way. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, my sister. Anybody else?
I would like to make a correction. I think I said Cooper family, but it is Cotton family. I'm sorry about that. It's Cotton family.
You said Cotton?
Cotton, yes. Cotton, Cotton family.
Oh, Cotton. Okay.
Yes. Sorry.
Okay. Is there anyone else? Sister Maria again? Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'd like to pray for Church Zander, Zander. He passed, and I'd like to pray for his family and friends in prayer for comfort. And his name is Curtis, so we pray for his family and his friends.
Is it Curtis?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And they'll be burying him on a Wednesday.
Okay. Okay, is there anyone else? Thank you, my sister. Anyone else? All right. So we're going to come together, and everybody is going to pray over their situations and stuff, and then we all pray, you know, collectively while we're praying for every need that has been brought forth today. In Jesus' name, for the prayers that has been asked to be prayed for the people that you have asked to be prayed for, in Jesus' name. My prayer is for my family to continue to prosper and be in good health. In the name of Jesus, and that's it. Oh, okay. And for me, that God continues to keep using me. In Jesus' name. So is there anyone else have something to say? Okay. All right. So we're going to come together, take our phones off of mute, and come together and pray together corporately for our needs and stuff. Okay? Amen.
Okay. Hallelujah.
Father God, we thank you today for grace and mercy. Every person that came forth right now with a prayer right now, God. Hallelujah for Alice Marie, for Yvonne. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, for Jesus. Hallelujah for Yvonne and for my family. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that all needs be met, Father, in the name of Jesus. You heard the petitions right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we thank you right now, God, for answering every prayer, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. The Comforter, which comfort us right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we give our names to you, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, to supply it all our needs according to the riches and glory. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you make provision for us today, Father. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now, God, for healing. Father, in the name of Jesus, mind, body, soul, and spirit, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for, hallelujah, to the Yvonne's grandson, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, thank you right now, God, hallelujah for the Cotton family. Thank you right now, God. Hallelujah. But hallelujah that the Curtis find comfort, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And Sister Alice Marie right now, God, that we make
Father, in the name of Jesus, Thank you, Jesus. Love you, Lord. Thank you. Hold us, Lord, out of darkness into your power.
You light. That and more, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. I honor you, Father, in your Son, Jesus.
You are a warrior.
Thank you,
fight all our battles, Lord.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, we are winners, Lord. We are winners in you, for victory is ours, Lord. If you are before us, Lord, who can be against us? Who can fight us? If you are on our side, who can fight us? We are more than conquerors.
We honor you, Lord, today. Hallelujah, for your love and kindness, Father. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you right now, Father, because you are no respecter of persons, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now, God.
A multitude of things
is not there sometimes, God. And Lord, if you don't, hallelujah, chastise us and punish us with the things that we do, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you right now for grace. Mercy, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we're almost Lord, it's top of the hour.
God.
In the name of Jesus, we honor you and we
thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus,
for your divine protection over us, Father, and keeping us safe, Father, from all evil and leading us into any temptation, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your love and your favor that will kiss us all the time, Father. It finds us wherever we are, Father. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for making all this broken ways great, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Apostle Paul, really? Would you want to pray us out?
Yes, ma'am, we will. Father, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we thank you, O Lord God, for this hour of power of prayer, God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Asking you, O Lord God, that you would bless each and every one, O Lord God, as we go, O Lord God, into this day, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you give us wisdom, O Lord God, and understanding in everything that we do, O Lord God. Protect us from danger, seen and unseen, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bring us back at the appointed time, O Lord God, in Jesus' name, O Lord God. Even so, O Lord God, even after the broadcast, and O Lord God. Lord God, continuously bless us, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we pray that you touch everyone, each and everyone individually and collectively, O Lord God. Lord God, bless Minister Chris, O Lord God, as he's venturing, O Lord God, and all the entrepreneurs, O Lord God. Those that are struggling, O Lord God, with time, O Lord God. Give peace in the mind, O Lord God. We command peace to be still, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we thank you, God, and we praise you, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Bless Pastor Scholastica and our family, O Lord God, and all those that are here, and those that work behind the scene, O Lord God. Bless the wife, O Lord God, and keep in Jesus' name. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Back in the hands of the facilitator, in Jesus' name, and let the people of God say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we thank God this morning for each and every one of you, and we thank God for hearing our prayers and answering our prayers. We all have a lovely day, and we will see each other tomorrow at the same time, same channel. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and of offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia, zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer Praise Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.